Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today it's lucky number 7 in our list of top 10 cognitive boosting supplements. I hope you're as excited as I am to talk about this supplement today. It's amazing, and it is good for not just brain health, but it's also great for pregnant moms too, or soon-to-be moms. So, using this supplement for brain health is something we are all far more familiar with than we might realize. It's an essential nutrient that all of us need for proper mental function. It works by stimulating production of the key neurotransmitter acetylcholine, responsible for memory, mental clarity, and the healthy formation of synaptic connections between neurons. Now, unfortunately, contemporary diets have left as many as 90% of the population deficient, I should say, in this compound. And therefore, we're not able to enjoy the many benefits of it. Now, let's take a look at what's to be gained by boosting this level or this particular supplement's levels in the brain and how to do it safely and effectively. Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you. Choline. That's the name of the supplement, choline. And as always, there's a link in the description of this podcast that will take you to get your own choline. So check that out. So the choline brain benefits. Choline's vital role in the production of the neurochemical acetylcholine provides a host of cognitive benefits. It is most well known as a memory enhancer, but that is just one of dozens of positive effects it can have on the mental landscape. Perhaps the most important effect is enhanced neuroplasticity, which we talked about last time, in the physical structure of the brain. Plasticity, if you'll recall, refers to the ability of neurons to form new connections through synapses. These new connections occur when we have new experiences or make new connections of logic or insight about facts, sensory stimulus, and emotions. A brain's ability to remain plastic is another way of describing intelligence with the potential to adapt to and thrive in new situations. All of this begins with healthy amounts of acetylcholine, which in turn requires choline to produce. So it's an acetyl group on a choline for all you organic chemistry people out there. So a thriving mental environment with higher levels of acetylcholine can be more conducive to better memory, recall of facts, feelings of mental clarity, the ability to reason and articulate thoughts clearly, coherent verbal skills, and logical thinking. Now, choline brain benefits can lead to enhanced focus and the ability to concentrate, including faster reaction times to stimulus. It is crucial for learning of all kinds. Due to its sharpening of concentration, choline is used by some people for ADD, ADHD, and other conditions, although research on that particular use is lacking. Because, as we always say, they're looking for a pharmaceutical drug like Adderall or something to help these people. But I digress. Research on choline brain benefits is promising but limited, not surprising, and more research still needs to be done to understand all the benefits and effects of supplemental choline in the body. At this time in the USA, choline is available as a health supplement only, and the FDA has not approved choline as a drug to prevent or treat any conditions. Always consult your physician before taking any supplements. The risks of choline deficiency. So if you don't have enough choline, which 90% of us probably don't, here's the risk. The flip side of all those excellent benefits are significant risks when it comes to a lack of choline and acetylcholine in the brain. Many neurological diseases may have their root in a lack of these compounds, most notably Alzheimer's disease. It is estimated that as many as 50% of all people, that's half of all people over the age of 85, will present the symptoms of Alzheimer's. And depending on the type of Alzheimer's, some of it can show up as early as in your 40s and 50s. The exact reason is unclear, but it is thought that over a lifetime, neural pathways become more rigid and less able to form new connections. For this reason, choline might serve as a kind of lubricant for easier synaptic connections, improving memory for older people. Even for younger people, a lack of choline can impair fluid mental function, inability to focus and concentrate, poor recall of facts, and a feeling of mental fog or brain fog that we talk about all the time. Those could all be indicators of low levels of choline in the brain. So now, what are some natural sources of choline? Well, the main source of brain choline for most people is through food. Choline occurs naturally in a few common staple foods. These primarily include eggs, beef liver, salmon — always want wild salmon — those smash fish, remember, salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. The smash fish, really good for omega-3s, but it also has choline. The salmon does, evidently, so that's good. Some vegetables like cauliflower, broccoli, and navy beans — cauliflower and broccoli being cruciferous vegetables — have a very high amount of protein as well, based on per weight. It actually has more protein than meat, just to keep that in mind. The question is, do the amounts present in these foods constitute an adequate dosage of choline for the average person? Possibly not. Whereas the common recommended intake for men is around 555 milligrams of choline per day and 425 milligrams per day for women, a single egg contains only around 100 milligrams. Most people don't consume 5 eggs every day, so some supplementation is often required. That is funny for me, because I remember back when I was trying to gain weight playing football in the college days, I would go in there — what was the name of that restaurant? Perkins was the name of the restaurant. I would go in during summer school, especially trying to gain weight, and I would order steak and eggs and a dozen fried eggs on the side. Yep, I'm not even kidding. And it helped me get up. I got up to about 250. 251 was the biggest I ever got. But anyway, I digress once again. Additionally, by increasing the servings of many choline-rich foods, other affiliated risk factors may arise, like eating too many calories or too much cholesterol. Okay. Is a choline overdose possible? The Natural Medicines Database has rated choline as likely safe when taken orally and appropriately. When used in excessively high doses, though, it is considered possibly unsafe. Wow, that's really — I'm committing to that. It's likely safe, but possibly unsafe. It is possible to take too much choline and achieve toxic levels in the brain, which will produce side effects, which may include dizziness, high blood pressure, sweating, and impaired liver function. However, the threshold for overdose is extremely high. While the daily recommended intake for most people is between 400 and 500 milligrams, an overdose would not occur until at least 3,500 milligrams were consumed, so more than 6 or 7 times the normal dose. So it's actually quite difficult to accidentally take too much choline if you stay within normal intake ranges. At proper doses, choline is free from significant side effects and may be a potent tool for improving cognitive function in countless ways. Very exciting. There's a specific type that they talk about, alpha GPC. Now, it's much more preferable to keep the calories in check and instead boost choline brain levels through light supplementation. One of the most potent acetylcholine producers on the market is choline derived from soy lecithin called alpha GPC, which is L-alpha glycerol phosphorylcholine. Wow, that's a mouthful. Alpha GPC is comparable in the body to the choline product of phosphatidylcholine, a key component of brain cell membranes. It is fully bioavailable, meaning that it crosses the blood-brain barrier and is taken up by neurons directly. Alpha GPC is known to enhance memory and boost learning skills. It also stacks very well with other nootropics, boosting overall effects and also negating the unwanted effects of some of the racetams, like headaches. It's a certain type of nootropic. Other common forms of choline, like choline citrate and choline bitartrate, are not as effective because they are not as bioavailable and much of their potency is lost upon digestion in the gut. So there you have it. I also wanted to remind you that registration for the Brain Builders Masterclass is closed right now, but the waitlist is open. If you'd like to join the waitlist, you can go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, Or you can just click the link in the description of this podcast, and that will take you there. You'll be notified via email when our next Brain Builders class is going to be held. Had a wonderful, interesting experience last night in our third session of the class, because we had E. Patrick Miller, who is the Zen coach, came in. He's a behavioral psychologist. He has worked with the Lakers, the Denver Nuggets, and some other NBA teams, and he was there answering questions on how to interact as a caregiver to people that are suffering, especially if you're actually related to that person, if it's your spouse, if it's a father, a mom, how to relate to them. And one of the biggest takeaways that I got from there, it was a little tricky because we had some technical issues and the sound was a little choppy, but got some good golden nuggets. And one of them was, you can't go into a caregiving type relationship with someone and have some predetermined things on how things should be, because that's just setting yourself up for disappointment. You need to, they're going to be good days and they're going to be bad days. You just need to embrace what is, not what should be in your mind, because this is a cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, these are just devastating conditions. There have been a lot of people, over 250, maybe 300 at this point now, that have been helped by Dr. Bredesen's RECODE protocol. And that's what we talk about in the masterclass, among a few other things related to PTSD, concussions. But it's something that you just have to literally live in the moment, live in the now, as they say, and don't have any expectations, because that will literally drive you crazy if you think that things should be a certain way or you shouldn't have to deal with this. Totally natural to feel that way. If you have children that are finally out of the house and then living alone, or and you're living alone with your spouse again after, you know, raising kids, and suddenly you feel like you're having to take care of a kid again because you're having to do all these things for your spouse because they have cognitive impairment, you just have to realize that they aren't fully aware of what's going on and what they're doing, what they're saying. We have people in the class that have talked about how their mom got extremely combative, wouldn't let anyone in the house, would just verbally abusive, and it is really a challenge to your patients, because you have to be able to go into your inner self and say, this is what's going on right now. This, she doesn't realize what she's saying. It's not her talking. It's not this individual talking. It's just her confusion and her brain is not really functioning properly. Now, I also know that's very easy to say, but when it's day in, day out, and you're getting, you know, verbally abused by this person that you're trying to take care of, that is a very challenging thing. And sometimes you need to get away. You need to find someone that can watch your spouse or loved one, and you need to just go outside and do some deep breathing and just relax and decompress a little bit and just embrace those quiet times you have with yourself to reassure yourself that you are doing the right thing. You're a very good person. This person is ill. And if you can utilize some of the RECODE protocols, people have, like I said, over 300 people, I believe now, have stopped cognitive decline and even started to reverse it to where they feel like they did decades earlier. So that is very encouraging. And I am very excited to be a part of this whole movement to educate physicians on the new options. And I'm really thankful that you have attended this podcast, and we are going to talk about number 8 tomorrow. Have a phenomenal Saturday.